Every hypnotist or hypnotherapist must know how to write custom hypnosis scripts fast. Keep watching. I'm going to show you how to do that. Plus, I've got some bonuses for you as well. Okay, so after watching this video, you may never have to beg, borrow, steal, or maybe even buy another hypnosis script because you're going to know how to actually write custom scripts on your own. It's going to take a little tiny bit of effort, but it's going to have a huge reward. And I'm going to give you scripts for the instant and rapid inductions. So hold on, but let's first get right into how to write your own custom scripts kind of on the fly. All right, I'm Cal Banya, in case you didn't know. I've got 25 years of experience in the profession full time. I've done thousands of hypnosis sessions. I've taught thousands of hypnotists. I am the head of the Five Path Association, Worldwide Association of Hypnosis Professionals. All right, let's hit it. Number one, you've got to find out precisely what your client wants. Find out precisely. And if you can, narrow it down to one thing. Sometimes they come in with a whole laundry list of things they want to do. I will often ask them, gosh, it works best if we just hit one thing at a time. On your list, what's the one thing that when we've got that fixed, it has the most effect, the most positive effect on everything else on your list? Next, two, this is where it really happens. You find out, we're going to excite them. We're going to use the what I call the pleasure principle. We're going to ask them, imagine we are done, D-O-N-E, done. You've managed to overcome whatever the issue is that you came in to see me about. How does that change your life? How does that change your life? Ooh. And they start thinking, well, I haven't been thinking about that. And I go, no, I know it's time to start doing that. So I start asking them questions like, gosh, once you are done, how is that going to affect how you feel about yourself? You see, a lot of our clients, they come in thinking they're just working on one little thing. But what I'm going to teach them is that we're working on a big thing. And this is how we do it. I'm going to ask these questions and I'm going to write them down because as they answer the questions, they're actually going to be writing the script for me. Here we go. So once you've taking care of this problem, how's that going to make you feel about yourself? They might say, well, gosh, I figure if I could change this, I could change everything. Oh, so how would that make you feel? I don't know, more confident, more hopeful. Awesome. Good. How would that change your relationships with the people closest to or affect them? And they start going, wow, my wife would feel this way, my kids would feel this way, or my girlfriend would feel this way. We start raising the bar, you see? And I say, okay, how would that, when you've made the change, completely done, success, how would that affect your work or school, depending if they're going to work or school, of course, right? And they go, oh, well, I would enjoy it more. I would perform at a higher level. My grades are better. Or they would say, I'm actually starting to get to go up the corporate ladder. I'm getting asked to do better and better jobs. My titles are going up. I go, oh, if that happened, how would that affect your finances? They go, oh, my finances would start going up. Good. And when your finances start going up, how would that make you feel? And what would you do? What kind of more money would you be making? And they tell me that. And I say, okay, here's the really good part. When you are feeling good about yourself and you're having your family and friends feeling better, and you're impressing them, they're starting to notice, and you're doing better at work or school, and you're making more money or getting better grades. And then how does that affect your fun or freedom? And we keep going, well, I guess I could go take that vacation I've always wanted. Where would you go? I would go to the Bahamas, or I'd go to Scotland, or whatever it is, you see? And I'm writing all this stuff down like crazy. And sometimes I don't can't even write in full sentences. I'll just go like castle, Scotland, more money, and just get this stuff down. And then what I'm going to do is I am going to be able to hypnotize them and read it back to them. Let me do an example. Let's say the client came in for confidence, right? And now what do I do? They do the pre-hypnosis interview, then I do the pre-talk where I find out why they came in and how that's going to affect their life in a positive way. I write those things down. Then what's going to happen is I put them in hypnosis. I deepen them. I covertly test them for somnambulism, make sure I got a nice deep level of hypnosis. Okay. And then I can pull out my script. Oh, look, I got a script. And I could just, no, I might just have really short sentences down here. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to get excited. I'm going to read this back in a way that I call congruent. If they were excited, I am excited. All right, here we go. Now, the hypnosis. Now, just because you allowed yourself to have this experience and to go into hypnosis, you can feel a change starting to happen inside of you. It might be a little bit or it might be a lot, but you're going to be more observant to every little time when you're thinking more positively, feeling more confident. That's right. You are now becoming more and more confident. And I do the others. And your friends and family start to notice, and they might even comment. And when they notice, it makes you feel even better. And you, as a mom, for example, being a confident woman is an excellent, excellent example for your kids. And so you are a better mom. Your kids grow up better, all because you took this step today to begin to grow in your confidence. Now I move on to work or school. Say, now that you are more confident, you move up at work. Work is more enjoyable. You are more masterful. You feel better at work in every way. And people start to notice. Boss starts to notice. Colleagues start to notice that you're doing a better job and you are more confident. And as a result, you are offered better and better positions. And you can move up the corporate ladder as you begin to do better and better, gain more respect. And then that works like a loop just to make you more hopeful and more confident. And as you continue to become more hopeful, more confident, and move up to better and better positions within your work, what happens? There are financial rewards. Along with moving up in title, you go up in pay grade as well. And so you have more and more money to do the things you really love. Money is ability, the ability to do what you want, when you want, with who you want, to support what you want or who you want. And it gives you a feeling of satisfaction inside, knowing that you have the ability to help yourself and to help others. That's what money really is. All right, let's see here what's next on there. Now that you're more confident, you move up work, you find out that you're able to save money. Ooh, and saving money gives you a feeling of confidence and safety and security. And your spouse just seems to be able to breathe a breath of fresh air and relax. And both of you feel more and more secure every day because you are more confident. You're doing better at work. People notice it. And you're moving up, getting better positions, better pay. And so you have more money to spend on the things you want. And also for financial security, putting a little bit aside every month so that you can feel safe. And you know, when your spouse feels happy, that makes you feel happy. So her security or his security is your happiness. Your subconscious mind is now fully accepting these changes and wrapping your mind around these changes, accepting them completely. Because your subconscious mind has a rule, and the rule is to move away from pain and to move towards pleasure, the pleasure principle. So as you enjoy the feeling of receiving these suggestions and knowing that you can do it simply by becoming more and more confident, your subconscious mind is embracing these suggestions, owning these suggestions. And so we just continue in that way. You can embellish based on how what you've learned about your client, what they seem to enjoy, that working with that person as an individual person, instead of just pulling up somebody's script off the internet, and now you are becoming more confident. Every day you are more confident. Every way and every way you are becoming better and better. No, what I just showed you how to do was to create a script customized for your person. So now I've got some bonuses. I promised you some stuff. Okay. Now let's see. I promised you, hold on. I've got a rapid inductions for you. I want you to go to 5pathinduction.com. That's right. 5pathinduction.com. All one word. Number 5, path, PATH, induction.com. And I've got inductions for you for individuals, touching, and non-touching, which is basically if you want to touch someone while you're in the office, like tapping on their head, doing the lifting the hand and drop it, that kind of old-fashioned hypnosis type stuff, it's built in there. that is also do all the same kind of stuff, fivepathinduction.com, without touching. That means you can use it online. It's been proven by thousands of hypnosis sessions to work really good online. It is my preferred hypnosis induction for online sessions. The 8-word induction. I'm the man who created the 8-word induction. I created it because I needed an induction that was instantaneous, that would work for my clients, and that I could teach to students in my classes. My students in my classes get excited because they're hypnotizing people every day. They're building confidence. They're learning how to learn and execute great hypnotic techniques. They learn 5-PATH, which is 5-phase advanced transformational hypnosis, and it goes far beyond direct suggestion hypnosis, age regression, parts work, forgiveness work, all this good stuff. 5-PATH hypnotists are among the best in the world. And I want to invite you to be in my next class. All right. I hope you found that useful. If you did, please smash the like button, share, and I'll see you over on calbanyan.com and also in class. That's it for now. Cal Banyan signing off.